We're back on with Christy Sitar, DNR wildlife biologist out of the Newberry office, and thank you so much for more of your time.
No problem.
Been an interesting year for sure, and one of the things that I'm sure you had to deal with in special ways was checking bears. And I'd like to talk about how the bear season has gone for 2020 in the eastern UP, especially there in your unit, which was not doing so hot for a few years, but it sounds like it may have bounced back a little this year.
Yeah, it's the Newberry unit that makes up the bulk majority of the East UP. So it's all one big bear management unit. It's a really large unit, and we get a fair bit of hunting pressure. And so, yeah, you're right. The harvest this year, this is preliminary information because, of course, bear season just ended on Monday, and so it's not final data yet, but our registration numbers were up about 20%. Now, most of that increase didn't happen right here at the DNR offices because since the offices aren't open, we've been doing our bear check out of the truck in the parking lot, you know, and we have some set hours because it's a long day to sit in your truck for 8 hours a day.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if you've got your computer and some work with you. So we've been taking care of customers that way, talking to folks. And most folks that come in, I would say, are seeing multiple bears out there. Some folks are saying, nope, this is the only one I saw. I happened to shoot it, you know, and sometimes that's because maybe they're not in a great spot, but maybe it's also because, well, I only have this many days off work. This is my last day, and it took me long enough to get this tag, so I'm not going home without one. So That's fairly typical here. It does take quite a few years to draw first season tag in the Newberry unit. So like I said, folks were seeing a fair number of bears. Bears were, I would say, quite average sized. There were some big ones. We checked a couple larger ones here at the Newberry office. And then, of course, we call around and talk to our remote check stations all throughout bear season and ask those guys what they're seeing, too. And so definitely some of those stations check some really big bear, you know, the 400-plus pounders. So there are some good ones out there. We are going to be setting bear harvest quotas for the next 2 years. We're doing that right now. And, you know, just a little heads up, we, the three biologists that cover this Newberry unit, all kind of wanted to keep things the same. That was our intention anyway, keep quotas the same so that we can continue to grow the bear population a little bit, continue to improve success and reduce effort. That's what we're looking for.
Well, I'm looking forward to talking to Cody Norton, a large carnivore specialist, about this management cycle that you're in the middle of right now. So that's interesting preliminary input, and I appreciate you kind of passing that along. We're talking with wildlife biologist Christy Sitar out of the Newberry office. Let's finish this conversation talking about the deer herd on the landscape in the eastern UP. And that's just a general question, so I'll just throw it to you. What do you think about our deer herd in your neck of the woods and how this deer season's going and how rifle season's shaping up?
Yeah, right. I mean, we're almost in November here, just a few more days, and that's what people are thinking about these days. So, you know, I wish there were a little bit better picture, but I think deer numbers are going to be about the same this year as there were last year, both in the west half of the East UP and in the east half of the East UP. The far East UP, as folks might know, has got a lot more agriculture than this Luce County, Mackinac County area does. There's some agriculture in Mackinac County, but far east has got quite a lot more. So even over there, we're expecting deer numbers to kind of be about the same as last year. We didn't have a wicked severe winter as far as cold temperatures went. It was not terribly cold, which is good for deer, right? You don't have to spend as much energy. But it was a long winter again. Wasn't crazy, crazy long, but our snow depths were above average for most of the winter, all the way through February. So that is going to have a little bit of an impact. You know, the longer amount of time that we have that deer cannot access food on the ground, the harder it is for them. So that's why we think that folks aren't going to be out there seeing more deer. And then the other thing that folks are always interested in is, you know, what are the acorns like? What kind of mass is
that? Oh, you beat me to my last question.
There you go, right? It seems to be in this area, again, the west half of the East UP, seems to be great for acorn production. And I've heard the biologist over on the far east say that he's definitely seen some too. So you can find a spot. We don't have a whole lot of oak here in the East UP, but if you can find a spot with some oak, That might do you some good because they did definitely produce well this year. And then one last thing to kind of keep in mind with deer, you know, a lot of folks are interested in what antler development's going to be like, right? I mean, not everybody's out there for a buck, but a lot of folks are. And some folks are interested in the antlers on that buck, right? So, you know, after a winter that's not a mild winter, so anything that's either moderate or severe, we tend to see not great antler development. So I would say that antler development is going to be pretty typical. And what we mean by that is, you know, if you're expecting a two-year-old eight-point deer, you might get that, of course, but the beams are not going to be really wide and really heavy beams. And the reason is, you know, that deer's gone through winter, lost a lot of body weight, keeping warm and keeping alive in winter. And then when spring comes and winter's over, they've got to grow body back as well as antlers. And their body just allocates energy to putting on muscle and fat more so than putting on antlers, you know. So antler development's probably going to be about average, not fantastic, because winter wasn't a nice mild winter for us last year.
DNR wildlife biologist Christy Sitar from the Newberry office, thank you so much for the intel and giving us some time today. Great stuff.
No problem, and good luck to the folks out there, and give us a holler if you have questions, and everybody be nice and safe.
This is The Outdoor Show.